If you would, turn in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 4, and we start at Galatians 4, verse 21. Let's do a little summary. What's going on in Galatians? It was a church that started out well. They knew of the grace of Jesus Christ in the new covenant. But as is typical of God's people, some preachers came through after Paul and began to preach, you have to be under Moses. If you want the Jewish Messiah, you got to become good Jews. Get under the law of Moses. Get yourself circumcised. Keep the Jewish festivals. Do all of this. And Paul reminds us, you start down the Mosaic law, you are not obligated just to keep some, but what? They stood on those mountains under the old covenant and pronounced the blessings. That's all you'll hear on TBN, or the blessings. Never hear the cursing, do you? And on the other mountain, they did the cursing. And it said, cursed is anyone who does not do what? All of it. What did Paul call people that got themselves back under the Mosaic law? What did he call them? Do you remember the term he used? Morons. That's what the Greek says. Remember that? You foolish Galatians. That word foolish, a lot stronger in the Greek. It means you're a bunch of morons. Christ sent you to free you from the Mosaic law. Moses was a nice guy. Just don't cross him or he'll beat you to death. Nice guy. He's a testimony to God's grace, isn't he? David was a murderer. High-handed. Moses. God had to take and make him for 80 years work on Moses to make him the man that he needed to be to lead God's people. So there's help for all of us. He wasn't ready till he was 80. And Jesus Christ came, it said, to free us from the law. Matter of fact, Paul says those who are under the law are the weak people. The law was temporary until Jesus Christ. It was our tutor, and its whole purpose was this: teach you how much we are sinners in his eyes. That's what the law's purpose was. Well, it accomplished it. Do you feel guilty? You better. Yet, who came back into those churches after Paul left? Some people from Jerusalem. The Pharisees, and somehow they dropped James' name. Well, was James involved? I don't think so, but they dropped James' name because Paul said people from James came in. And they started telling them, you need to get under the law, to a bunch of Gentiles. Get circumcised. Start keeping the law. And they did exactly what these people told them to do. What is it with God's people that they don't study God's word? That's why 70,000 people fill the Houston Rocket Dome for Joel Osteen, because none of them, they bring their Bible, but they don't open it. I found out this week that there is a church in Oxnard, I can't believe it, that is preaching what Paul is warning against. I actually, Sandy and I, listened to a podcast of them telling them, you have to observe Jewish festivals, be circumcised, keep the law. And I'm going, what in the wide world? And they're just loaded with people. I thought to myself, why don't they just open up the book of Galatians? Because Paul would say, are you a bunch of morons? How quickly God's people are led astray. There was one noble church in the book of Acts. What did that noble church do? When Paul got to town, what'd they do? They opened up their Bible. And they said, oh, so you're Paul, huh? Well, let's see what the Word has to say. That's what you need to be. Don't trust any preacher, including me. You open up the Word of God. You find out what God's Word says. That's the only thing that will keep you safe, is the plain, simple sense of God's Word. Now, we're in 4:7 this morning, or 4, excuse me, 4:21. I apologize. Got to get my glasses on, my reading glasses now. 29 hit me hard, and I'm approaching 30, and I now need reading glasses. Don't laugh, Mark, or I'll... Yeah, keep telling ourselves that and it'll be true. Well, Paul's faced with a group of people that want to be under the law. I think there's something about humans that think we've got to earn it. And God says, you can't earn it. It's through grace that you must be given it. Paul says this in verse 21. Tell me, you who want to be under the law, do you listen to the law? And I think if they really read it, but they don't. Now, this is going to shock people. The Bible shocks people. There's a lot of bad theology. I'm against systematic theology anymore. I'll tell you why. Because systematic theology silences God's Word. When someone that's into systematized theology comes to the Word and it doesn't agree with their system, what do? They change the Word of God to fit their system. Let the Word of God change your thinking. Now, this is going to change your thinking this morning if you see what Paul is going to say, because most of you are conditioned to think in fundamentalist churches one way when the Bible says another. Hey, where do you want to spend your retirement? Well, thanks, but Port Hueneme. Well, let's see. I've got 30 years to go. But I've thought about that. If you could spend retirement anywhere you wanted, where would it be? If you could go anywhere, where would you want? What city? What's it? New Zealand. Hey, it's beautiful. We get kids from New Zealand. It's gorgeous there. They filmed The Hobbit and all of that there. It's beautiful. The only trouble is it's highly regulated, and they even put diapers on cows, I hear, to avoid carbon CO2 emissions. I kid you not. I couldn't make this stuff up. Now look what Paul says here. It's talking about where Christians will spend their time with Jesus. And it compares where people that are under the old covenant would be versus where believers in Jesus who walk according to the Word will spend their time. And it's going to shock you this morning. Abraham, who's the children of Abraham? Let's go review that a little bit. Someone that is physically related to Abraham, are they the child of Abraham? No. I don't know why evangelical churches don't get this. You see someone that says they're physically related to Abraham, number one, they can't prove it. There's no genealogies. And number two, even if they were, Paul said that a physical person physically related to Abraham is not necessarily at all a child of Abraham unless they've what? So guess who the real Jews are? We's it. Lachaim, everybody. That's what the Bible says. But go figure, in systematic theology, they do all sorts of weird stuff, and it doesn't fit. And if it doesn't fit, don't force it. The true children of Abraham. So, Abraham had two sons. Which one do you want to be related to? Well, figure out from these two sons. One by the bondwoman, who was Hagar, he's going to say. That's when Abraham tried to do God a favor. You know, we often want to do God a favor. Hey, Lord, you promised me a son. It hasn't been delivered under my time schedule. I'll tell you what, I'll do you a favor. So he grabbed an Egyptian woman. And he said to Sarah, do you mind? I'll have a son through her. to fulfill God's promise. Now that's where Abraham was not pleasing to God because of why? He thought through his own human effort, he'll do God's promises. God doesn't need your help to do his promises. He doesn't. But Abraham. So Abraham had a son through Hagar known as Ishmael. Now you just please keep the names here. There's only two. It was Abraham's son, yes? But it was through Ishmael, yes? He was not legitimate, was he? Now remember what I said. He was born legitimately, but he was not legitimately the one who would receive the promises. Yes or no? Keep this up. Because this is what Paul's going to say. This is why they beat him up. Because Paul's going to make a point here. And the son by the woman, by the free woman. Okay, the free woman is Sarah. By the way, both of them were Gentiles. Sarah and Abraham were idolater Gentiles. There's another shock for you. He was a goy. A dog. This is an allegory, Paul says in verse 24. So he's going to show you what the spiritual principle is by giving you what this really means. Now watch, this is going to shock you. These women are two covenants. So we only have two covenants. Which ones are they? The Mosaic and the new under Jesus. Keep this big picture now. Because Paul's going to shock a lot of these theologians. He says this, one proceeding from Mount Sinai. Okay, now, Christians should know basics. What covenant did they get at Mount Sinai? Whose covenant? The Mosaic covenant. And all these people at Paul's congregations in Galatia wanted to be under Mount Sinai, where they got the law. Now watch how he does this. Bearing children who are to be slaves. She is Hagar. Now what? You just told me that Hagar had a son that was illegitimate. That means this. The Mount Sinai people who follow Moses are not true sons of God. Paul says they're related to Hagar if they want to follow the old covenant. Whew. Now, that's amazing for a Jewish guy. He's telling you that everyone you see that is related to Abraham, who follows Moses, is illegitimate. Do you see what he's saying? Now, that's not what you're taught. You're taught on the news media, see all those people against the Wailing Wall going like this? Well, guess what the Bible says? They're related to Ishmael because they've rejected Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus said, if you want to honor the Son, you trust in Him, and he who does not honor the Son, what? Does not honor the what? As a matter of fact, Jesus went further than that. You don't honor the Son. You are a child of... Just, there's two families in this world. Get used to it. This won't preach at the Houston Rocket Dome. You're either a child of Jesus, trusting in the Messiah, the true Savior, or two, you follow Moses, and you're illegitimate. And even if you're related to Abraham and Sarah, could you prove it? And they can't. You're illegitimate. You're not really a true child of God. Now let's watch how he develops this. Now this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. Verse 25. And corresponds to the present what? Everybody wants to go to Israel. We want to walk through Jerusalem. I got news for you. You know what the Bible thinks of the present Jerusalem? I'm going to shock you. Not only is it enslaved to Moses and sin, but I want you to hold your finger there, and I want you to go to Revelation chapter 11. And I want you to read verse 8, 11:8 of Revelation. So the next time you're planning to spend thousands of dollars, you're going to the wrong city. Look what the Bible says. John, who was a good Jewish boy, who wanted to call fire down from heaven on the Samaritans. And then what happened? God got a hold of that Jewish man, saved him. And guess who he loved? Those dirty, stinking dog Gentiles. You know, that's the sign of the new covenant. You no longer hate one another. You see everybody as potentially someone who can be saved and become a son of God. Look what it says. Well, look what it calls present Jerusalem. And these two witnesses that are going to testify, whoever they are, whatever they are, I'm not going to get into, will lie in the street of the great city, which is mystically called Sodom in Egypt. Now wait, what do you know about Sodom? Why? Wickedness. Guess what? The Bible says that the present Jerusalem for crucifying the Messiah and anybody involved with the present Jerusalem is the same as what? Sodom. We got our word sodomy from that. Sin is sin in God's eyes, and if you crucified the Savior, guess what present Jerusalem is if you want to go visit it? What is it? Sodom! Now, don't mind, get me wrong. I do love the Jewish people, but I'm going to preach the word, and my love of people is not going to overcome my preaching of God's word for you. They're lost. Remember, I told you they used to call me the little Jewish boy, do you want to do the Hanukkah scene? I should have done it. Today I would have done it. It's not a Christian holiday, by the way, or it's not a Jewish holiday. They made it up after. It's not one of the laws, so I'm not contradicting myself here. Then look what it says. Sodom and what? Okay, what do you know about Egypt? Egypt was the what of God's people?
Oppressor.
Enemy of God's people. Whoa, say so. Are you telling me that Paul is saying that present Jerusalem that I want to go visit and walk down the Via Della Rosa is what? Is equal in sin to the Sodomites? And is equal in sin not only to Sodom and Gomorrah, but is Egypt now an enemy of God? You bet. I think we're so wanting to see prophecy fulfilled today that we're willing to compromise the Word of God. Don't you dare. Paul says there's two ways. You want to be a son of Hagar and Ishmael? Follow Moses. And if you do, the present Jerusalem is your home. And you're equal to Sodomites. And I'll refer to Precious Al and Alice. They come from Egypt. That's what I love about our church. We have Jewish people like Earl and Egyptians. We all love each other because we're in Christ.
Amen.
See, that's what the new covenant does. But Egypt was the oppressor of God's people, the enemy of God. And God said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with Pharaoh. I'm going to play with him a little bit. It means that the present Jerusalem is equal in sin to the Sodomites. Everybody gets so upset about the Sodomites. Guess what? Jerusalem is Sodom. What do you think about that? We overlook what the Bible says, don't we? You see Jerusalem? You see everybody protesting? Sodom if they haven't accepted Jesus. You see Egypt? And how it oppressed God's people? Well, when the new covenant came, now Jerusalem is Egypt. Now I ask you, where do you want to spend your retirement? Because Jesus promised under the new covenant, not the old Jerusalem. But in his kingdom, we would have a new Jerusalem. You see, this is what the word says. Here it says, whoop, let's go back to Galatians. But Jerusalem above, where in the heck is Jerusalem above? Well, we just got done with the book of Hebrews, did we not? Did we not? Well, let's go back to Hebrews and what Abraham, our father, what city he wanted to retire in. Let's see what it says in Hebrews chapter 11. It says in chapter 11, verse 13 of the book of Hebrews, if you remember, Cheryl, how long were you in the book of Hebrews? 4 years? Three? I am getting old and I'm hurrying up. Let's go back to the book of Hebrews. But anyway, 11:13, all these, Abraham, Sarah, all of them, Jacob, all of them died in faith, didn't receive the promise, 11:13, having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles in the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And he goes on to talk about the heavenly Jerusalem. Well, David, are you saying Jesus' kingdom won't be physical? No, I'm not saying that at all. It will be physical, but it's going to be not that old enemy of God, that illegitimacy that is now Sodom and Gomorrah. Next time you see something about and they don't accept Jesus, you know what spiritually you compare that to? Sodom and Egypt. Sodom, that's no compliment. You think that's a compliment? No. You see, the Word of God teaches something completely different than what is drilled into evangelicalism today. We go back. But the Jerusalem above is free. She is our mother. So who is the our here? Put your thinking caps on. Who is the our? Those who have what? Rejected Moses and what? Been born again under the new covenant. Guess who's your mother? The Jerusalem. But guess what? It isn't that Jerusalem that's over there right now. Al, have you been to Jerusalem? Yes. What'd you think? It's okay. I've never been there. And after this sermon, they probably won't let me there go there anyway. We won't stamp his visa. It's okay. I want the new Jerusalem. Don't you? There is another Jerusalem. It will be in Jesus' kingdom. But it sure ain't going to be. Because what does God think of the place where his son was crucified? What does God think? It's called, how dare you crucify my son? You are Sodom. And you are what? Egypt. That's what God thinks. And when we say, you know, people get things apart from Jesus Christ, John Hagee says that they get everything apart from Jesus Christ because they're related physically to Abraham. Guess what John Hagee is doing? He's lying to, and he's smoking dope. And maybe not in that order. That's not what the Bible says. And even if they did get it, guess what? I don't want that old Egypt. I don't want that old Sodom, which is Jerusalem. For it is written, rejoice, barren woman who does not bear. Break forth and shout, you are in labor. For more are the children of the desolate than the one who has a husband. And you, brethren, like Isaac, are the children of promise. Like Isaac. Now, isn't that shocking? Here's what the Bible is teaching. You Gentiles, you dogs, you unrelated to Abraham dogs, because you have trusted Jesus Christ, the Jewish Messiah, as your Savior, guess who are the true children of Abraham and heirs like Isaac to the promises of God? I don't hear that in evangelical preaching today. It's too politically incorrect. You dare say this, and you would be considered anti-Semitic. My loyalty is to Jesus Christ and is not what men will think of me, even if I really do love the Jewish people. My loyalty is to the Word of God, and the Word of God says that present Jerusalem and those who reject Him are Sodom and Egypt. And that is about the lowest blow that God could play, because Sodom was one of the most wicked nations or cities, and God nuked them. In Egypt, what did God do to those Egyptians? Although now, you're a child of Isaac. Does this shock you? I think it should. Tell me where you listen to your preachers on the TV. Do they preach this?
No.
Now, you can crit me and say, hey, Pastor Dave, you idiot, you haven't been true to this, but I've just tried to tell you what it says. I think it's very clear what Jewish Paul was saying. The outward doesn't matter. Circumcision, he's going to say, is of the heart. But as to the time he was born according to the flesh, persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit. And guess what? It's in the history of the church. That guess who was the major persecutor of the church?
Saul.
As a matter of fact, the early church was considered like the Mormons are today by the Jews of the day. We would go against the Mormons, wouldn't we? They tried everything they could do. As a matter of fact, in John chapter 16 and 15, Jesus says, they will drag you into the synagogue and they will stone you. And then he starts calling the synagogues and the Pharisees in John. I don't know if you remember that. He starts calling them the world. When Jesus said, marvel not that the world hates you, he was talking especially about his people who did what? Rejected him. What does the scripture say? Now here we go for the... He waits to do the final hook. He's called Jerusalem, Sodom, and Egypt. The present Jerusalem, and make sure you know it's the present Jerusalem that Sodom and Egypt. Now watch the hook, the knockout punch. But what does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. By the way, who's the bondwoman? Ishmael? And Hagar and Ishmael? Cast out the bondwoman, and who does that represent? The present what? Jerusalem and its people. Guess what Paul said is going to happen to them? Cast them out. There's a price to pay for not accepting Jesus, the Jewish Messiah. Jesus said, whoever will not acknowledge me before men, I will not acknowledge before the Father. And I'll make everybody mad the way I preach, and I'm used to it. But if you follow Moses, you follow the present Jerusalem, Judaism, you will be cast out. Therefore, I'll tell you, I want to know what would happen in Jerusalem if you started preaching this. Tell me. Street preacher, Christian Jewish guy, a Christian guy who maybe may have been at one time Jew, start preaching this, what will happen? They'll kill you. Well, I'm just crazy enough to do it. Jesus said, whoever is ashamed of me, I'm ashamed of you. What is he going to do with the bondwoman for all of you and your theology that say, well, they get a special break? No, they don't. The word is very clear. Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the bondwoman shall not be an heir with the son of the free woman. Who's the son of the free woman? Isaac and all those who follow the promise of Jesus. No wonder they beat him up in synagogue. I got wonderful news for you. What, Paul? The Jewish Messiah has been here. And anyone can be chosen. What do you mean by that, Paul? They have to get under Moses, become good. No, no! Who is this Jesus, Paul? Well, he was crucified in Jerusalem. We don't want a crucified Messiah. What do we want? We want Absalom and David. Why do we get this? Can you imagine as Jesus marched into Jerusalem on that donkey, swaying back and forth on a donkey? I can tell, I know what they said. What? This is a Messiah? Are you kidding? They wanted those goy, dog, Roman soldiers, what? You can't blame them. The Romans were not nice people. But nonetheless, they need to know that it's not by might nor by power, but how will God give anything? By my Spirit. So guess what? They don't follow Messiah. There's a Yiddish term for what they get. You ready? Bupkis. Nothing. I learned that from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Bupkis. So you can learn things. So then, brethren, we, who's the we in verse 31? Who's the we? The new covenant, goy dogs, and any Jews that want to follow their Messiah. We, brethren, are not children of Hagar and Ishmael, but who is? The present Jerusalem, which is Sodom and Egypt, but of the free woman. Who's that? Sarah, who had Isaac, who will receive the promise of what God has promised, and the new Jerusalem, whatever that is in Jesus' kingdom, is going to be better than that old city any day, which is Sodom and Egypt in God's eyes, because they crucified his son and put him to public shame, hung there naked on the cross. By the way, the cross was the worst way to go in Israel. You could stone somebody, that was decent, but when you hung them on a tree, you declared that person the worst criminal in the world. And there was my Savior, who went about doing good, who loved, who healed. They crucified him because he didn't give them the kingdom at that time that would kill everybody. We're no better than they are, by the way. That's all our country does, is spend time killing people. So let's not cast too many stones here. But nonetheless, what does the Bible say? You who trust in Jesus are the true children of promise. And outside of Jesus, you get what? Nothing. Except what Sodom and Egypt got. Nothing personal. I love Al and Alice, so they can't help that. All right, I hope we've shaken you up a little bit this morning. You know I love to do that. But it's Paul that shook it up. He just destroyed I don't know how many books on theology just by this one passage. And then you have a church in Oxnard. Get under Moses. And my response would be, get under Galatians. Are you idiots? And what would Paul call them? He wouldn't call them idiots. He would call them morons. And he would wish that their circumcision knife would what? Slip. Isn't that what he said? Where is preachers that preach the way the word tells? Well, I've done enough damage on you this morning.